103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow across the area for today. Any kind of accumulation looks rather light. Partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Tonight, flurries and light snow, lows in the mid-teens. Right now, it's 10.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 mile to the
Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway.
Terror is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby, can't you see?
Down.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
Mix 103.1.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. this long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're looking at a principle called the Gingles test that federal courts use when determining whether a gerrymandered redistricting map is a violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. How that test is interpreted can determine whether minority voters can elect the candidate of their choice or their vote is diluted by an anti-voter state legislature. A group of black voters sued the North Carolina legislature in 1982, arguing their voting districts violated the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote and keeping black North Carolinians from electing the candidate of their choice. Before it came to trial, Congress clarified the VRA to say intentional discrimination didn't need to be proved, just the effect of discrimination was enough to be a violation of Section 2. Thornburg versus Gingles created a three-part test for federal courts to use when considering whether a VRA violation had occurred. It stipulates the minority group is sufficiently large and geographically compact to constitute a majority in a single-member district. The minority group is politically cohesive, usually voting the same way, and the white majority votes sufficiently as a bloc, usually defeating the minority's preferred candidate. As shown in the recent overturning of Louisiana's new congressional map, the interpretation of geographically compact and politically cohesive still leaves wiggle room for discrimination. We have more on Gingles and the VRA at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow across the area for today. Any kind of accumulation looks rather light. Partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Tonight, flurries and light snow, lows in the mid-teens. Right now, it's 10.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We stand. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon. Set go, go for the moon. Set go, go
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This week on Viewpoints.
Top Dog Foundation is setting a whole new example on how to treat senior dogs, how to value senior life.
Why do so many senior dogs end up in animal shelters? Then,
I haven't received a death threat in a few months, but I still, I get ugly messages.
A middle school librarian fights censorship at her public library. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
A new era of chicken is here to stay, and it's not your parents' poultry. The Cantina Chicken Menu from Taco Bell is slow-roasted and perfectly seasoned. Take it tacoed up in a crispy white corn tortilla with cheese inside and out, or wrapped in a burrito with fresh purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. However you like it, you'll never chicken the same way again. Get yours today at your nearest Taco Bell and join rewards to earn free food. Available at participating stores, rewards points are earned on qualifying purchases. All items while supplies last, subject to terms.
Each year, more than 3.2 million dogs enter an animal shelter, and out of those, around 670,000 are put down due to overcrowding. Sadly, most are older dogs who never get readopted. That's according to the ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So, why do owners return a dog that they've already had for years? It can be a myriad of reasons, says Gene Stelton-Bjowning, creator, owner, and operator of Top Dog County Club and founder and board chair for Top Dog Foundation. She says that sometimes people don't fully understand that getting a pet means caring for that animal throughout its entire life.
We don't give up our children when there's an issue. We don't give up our family members when there's an issue. But for some reason, dogs have been, and pets in general, have been kind of disposable. And I think that's going into pet ownership with the wrong attitude to begin with.
This mindset leads some to give away their pet due to a life change, like having a baby or moving to a new city.
I think some people, you know, it's just no longer convenient and they're making a career move or they're making a residential move and the dog just doesn't fit in their plan anymore. Again, I think that's looking at it with the wrong attitude. When you take in a dog, it's for life. You're committing to care for that animal for its life.
But owners do give up their older dogs sometimes, and when this happens, Stelton-Bjowning and her team at Top Dog Foundation step in to help stop the animal from being euthanized at the shelter. Top Dog is a nonprofit organization that specifically helps to rescue, rehabilitate, and find new homes for these senior dogs. The foundation was started in 2004, but before this, Stelton-Bjowning opened Top Dog Country Club in 2000. A suite-style boarding facility that caters to dogs' needs while their owners are away. She created Top Dog Foundation after one of her connections in the boarding industry asked for her help in saving a dog.
I went and picked up this little guy, and we figure he was 10 or 11 at the time. Definitely something wrong with his eyes. So I took him in, completely rehabilitated this little guy, and he lived another 6 years, 6.5 years, actually. And at that point, I realized, you know what, it's the senior dogs that I want to help. There's tons of rescues out there. There's lots of people doing really great work. But oftentimes, the seniors get overlooked.
Stelton-Bjowning says one big problem that she runs into are elderly pet owners who can no longer look after their dog, but don't want to separate from them. This is when the organization steps in.
If they're moved to assisted living, a lot of them delay going because they don't want to give up their dog. They don't know what's going to happen to their dog. And so as a result, their health declines. The dog's health declines because if the owner can't very well take care of themselves, they also aren't taking great care of the dog. But it's that whole fear and badness of having to say goodbye. So we provide another option for that in terms of taking on these dogs and even have a program, Hoover's Taxi Network, where we allow them to stay in touch.
You may be wondering, well, why can't these dogs be integrated into the facilities with the owner?
I've met with many of them, and a lot of the objections are, number one, size of dog, liability issues. So if my dog is very protective of me and I am in a medical state where I need help, and if a caregiver can't get to me because the dog is being protective, that can be an issue. If I can no longer care for my dog and they're with me in assisted living, now what happens? So I think the senior living facilities that really get on board with the fact that the aging population, the baby boomers, we're coming to critical mass where there's a ton of pet owners that are going to be needing care in the next 10 to 20 years. And there really needs to be a way to address that issue.
To help bridge that gap, Top Dog helps elderly people stay in contact with their dogs who are now in new homes. The program is called Hoover's Taxi Network and is made up of a network of volunteers who drive dogs back and forth between the new and past owners. Stelton Buning created Hoover's Taxi after she had to step in to help a man named Don, an 87-year-old dog owner who could no longer stay at home by himself.
He refused to go to assisted living because his 10-year-old lab Hoover had no place to go. And he contacted several rescue organizations and everyone said no. Hoover's a healthy 10-year-old, very viable dog. And finally, Don's health became such that his doctors and his family intervened and said, you have to go. And so he, last effort, called Top Dog Foundation, and we said, absolutely, we'll take Hoover. So we did, and we found a family, actually a young family, to adopt him, who have three small children. They heard about Don's story, and they were very touched by it, and they said, can we bring Hoover to visit him in assisted living?
Stelton Buning says that this setup doesn't work for all dogs, but for many, it brings joy to the animal and the elderly owner. The foundation also learned through Hoover that the new dogs in the program needed time to acclimate to their new homes before visiting, and that there had to be some kind of separation between their new and old owners.
We decided, okay, next visit, we're going to make a separation. And so we sent in a volunteer to pick up Hoover at his new family, drive him to visit Don. They dropped him off, picked him up 2 hours later. Hoover was completely focused on Don. They had a great visit, and then he went back to his home, and he was fine. So we realized that separation is really critical, and that's where the group of volunteers come in. So it's people that say, you know what? That happened to my